All right, let's do some Fan 5, and it's brought to you by our friends at...
Don't worry, call the Car X Man.
Should we start with the sad news or the golf news?
Yeah, probably.
Sad news first. Vikings offensive line coach Tony Sparano died unexpectedly yesterday at the age of 56. He had been a Vikings assistant coach for the past couple of seasons, was the head coach of the Dolphins from 08 to 2011, was an interim head coach with the Raiders, right, for is it a game or two or three? I forget how long it was. Survived by his wife, two sons, daughter, and four grandkids. Rookies report tomorrow for training camp. They've already canceled some things, yesterday and today, I believe. Yeah. They're trying to, obviously, from a business standpoint, they have to find an offensive line coach. They have to worry about staff and all those things, plus the emotions of the players, the family, friends of his. And as you saw, Ben, the outpouring on Twitter from former players that played under Coach Sparano, both. Well, I shouldn't say just both at with the Dolphins and the Vikings. It's nine teams in 19 seasons. So the web of Tony Sparano definitely spread pretty wide over the last couple of decades.
Yeah, I mean, super sad for everybody involved. Obviously, first and foremost, his wife and his kids and grandkids, and you know, obviously unexpected. The outpouring of support was phenomenal. I mean, I didn't personally know the guy. I mean, he was very quiet. You know, he never really said much, and of course, then again, my access to him and my times around him were pretty limited. But I just remember, you know, on every road game, you'd see him in the mornings on Sunday mornings, you know, at breakfast or going to breakfast. He always had his Bible in his hand, and he would just sit at breakfast by himself, read scripture.
Sunglasses or no sunglasses?
Sunglasses on. Eat his breakfast and just go out. And I thought that, you know, there's so much misinformation, maybe I think just about his character, about who he was. But I thought when he got here, he was like a yeller and a screamer. And it was nothing like that on game day, at least from what I saw. I mean, I'm sure he yells and screams in meetings and practice and stuff like that. But, man, I'm always so surprised on game day. I'd watch the offensive line come off the field, and they'd just sit down in their little huddle with him. And he would just so calmly go through the little surface thing that they use to go through the plays. And he would just kind of talk to the players and never yell at them, never raise his voice. And then I keep hearing from all this outpouring support, just, you know, of course you want to talk about the man that he was and not so much the coach that he was. But, you know, everybody that has reached out has said, you know, he was one of the few guys that truly cared about the person. And wasn't just a coach. And I think that's the best thing that you can say about, you know, I think somebody, especially in that position, is that, yeah, he was a coach and he was tough on us and he made us better. But, man, he actually felt like he was genuine in his care, in his love for you. So that's, you know, that was nice to hear. Obviously, they've got a lot of things to figure out over at Winter Park. Well, not Winter Park now, TCO, that I imagine that the assistant, Janaco, I think is how you pronounce his last name, Andrew, the assistant will just be elevated. There's no way that you can find an offensive line coach this soon. If a guy's on the streets right now, there's probably a reason he's on the streets.
And how do you teach a bunch of rookies or younger players how do you get the system if you're just going to have to pick up the system yourself this quickly?
And the benefit, you know, going back when DeFilippo came on board, there was going to be some accelerated learning with the offensive line because they had been together, Sparano and DeFilippo. So there was familiarity with his system, with the terminology, with the way he wants the offensive line to play. So that was going to be a huge thing going on in the offseason and into training camp, was these offensive linemen are going to have a leg up when it comes to learning this offense and everything that Flip wants run and how he wants it run. And now they kind of have to go back to a little bit of zero with Janaco and figure everything out with him.
We'll talk more about this in about 25 minutes during Vikings News. And, of course, then Paul Allen will have it covered at 9 a.m. We'll lighten the load a little bit when we come back. Power Trip Morning Show with Ben Lieber. AJ's here. Sauce, Hawk, I'm Corey Coben. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.